Pramaksha. Okay, that's what it says here in Drosha Saran. And after a long elaboration of that, look it up yourself. Never believe a word I say anywhere on this trip. Look up the record book to see what it says. The end of that Drosha Saran says as follows. Umipnezeh, he adds on a little tag. Umipnezeh, omu razal, shiroi, lishtateach, al kibre tzadikim, ulishkal el shok. The Ran asked, the Gemara, the Chazal taught us that we're supposed to go to the graves of tzaddikim. We're supposed to pray at the graves of tzaddikim. Why? Ki atfilo b'moko mahu tieritsuyo yosef. Because tfilo at the care of a tzaddik is tfilo that's ritsuyo, it's more acceptable to God. We don't pray to the dead. We pray to God. But we pray to God at a mokom kadosh. And a cemetery is a mokom kadosh. When you go to a cemetery, as we will go to lunch now, this afternoon, and we will be in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan Meisel, the chief rabbi of Lodz, one of the greatest gedolim of this past century, when you say tefillos there, for your family, for your health, for your own benefit, for the benefit of all Yisrael, the shefa of that great tzaddik allows your prayers and Krita Hashem. This is what the Ran says. Reading the Ran to you, I'll read those last words again. And this is just a tag that he added to this other page. Mevnezeh omru razal, shiroi, lishtateach, al kibre atzadikim, ulisfaloshon, ki atfilo, b'moko maru, ki eritsuyo yoser, v'imotze shom gufos, asher chol aleyen kvar hashefo eloi. You're in the presence of Ebnei Yoshua, of Rav Nosson Adler, or of Yochai and Meisel, or all the great tzadikim, Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov and so on, that we're going to do. Philos are more acceptable. That's in part, what this trip is all about. I want to say a few things about Frankfurt. We're in Frankfurt, one of the greatest Jewish cities, and as we say, we're nearby these great tzaddikim. Frankfurt was a city that in the 12th century didn't have a minion of Jews. There's no minion here in the 12th century. And about 200 Jews were here in the 13th century. In 1241, all 200 Jews who lived in the city of Frankfurt were massacred by the Crusaders. All 200, one Jew escaped out of 200 Jews in Frankfurt. And there are people right now sitting here who are descended from that one Jew who escaped from Frankfurt. In 1241. We're talking about Baliatosis, greatest Baliatosis. 200 Jews, that's all there were in Frankfurt at that time, in 1241. All of them wiped out by the Crusaders. Jews came back to Frankfurt. Incredible. Kept coming back. They were massacred again. There were all kinds of zeros. And Frankfurt didn't really become a famous Jewish city until the 15th century. In the 15th century, the Jews came back to stay. And by that time, you had a large Jewish community. What do I call a large Jewish community? 1,000 Jews lived in Frankfurt by the end of the 15th century. 16th century, 2,000 Jews. 17th century, 3,000 Jews. 18th century, 4,000 Jews. That was Frankfurt. So what a group of Jews, what great Jews lived here. Small numbers, kamus, but an echus. The quality of those Jews is incredible. The greatest gedolim were here. By the 18th century, Frankfurt was one of the greatest Jewish communities in all of Europe. Now, pass this around so people all have one. I think they want it myself. Established as a ghetto. The Jews lived on one street in Frankfurt. 1462 on. And you're looking at a map of Frankfurt, a beautiful map of the inner city of Frankfurt, which we almost visited today, but we didn't make it. And the Main River is at the bottom of the page. You cross the Main River, move northward into the center of the city, and as you can see, a curved line starting from the top of the page and going down to the bottom. If you can follow my finger, I see it on the page. The curved line, row houses. See that curved line coming down from